Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And we say a happy good morning to everybody, especially still thinking about the parade from a couple of days ago and those pictures that continue to come out for those of you that might have just only seen the pictures, did go in person and knew it was packed. And when you're there, it feels like there's like hundreds of thousands of people there. And all the shots of everything, including the Elbow Room and Bo's Place. Becoming the big hit with the upstairs, downstairs, and everything they had, and just a fun time. And, you know, before we get into everything, we got a lot of stuff going on. You know, they say things kind of slow down after mini camp. That's how it used to be around here. Not anymore, man, because we've got all kinds of stuff to get to. We got the NBA draft tomorrow. I thought what happened last night with Inter Miami, who, by the way, if you didn't see the game, it was a 2-2 draw, and you're going, wow, man, that's great for them. They're alive. They move on to advance to the round of 16, which is great for this team, considering all the top clubs in the world are here in this thing. Real Madrid, PSG, we'll get into all that stuff. And the best teams in the world are still in this thing, a lot of them. And there's Inter Miami. I just thought last night they had almost 61,000 at the game. It was great. They're up 2-0 in this game. And you're going, oh, my God, they're going to beat one of the best Brazilian teams. And end up, and then they had to hang on. They give up a second goal late and then got a couple of shots, had to get a couple of saves with basically no time left to get the draw last night. But they move on. And now they get to face the best team in the world right now, PSG, after winning their big tournament here in the last couple weeks. And I know I'm not going to get in the whole thing. I was over there the night before, and I couldn't figure out why everybody a night before was so jacked up in Paris. And I thought there was demonstrations. I realized they were all getting fired up for PSG, who end up winning that tournament. So the Club World Cup. And you've got a team in Inter Miami. It's great for business, man. Great for business, the way they played. And, I mean, they're up 2-0 and everybody's going, holy crap, this is unbelievable. And so now it's too bad it's not here. It's going to be in Atlanta June 29th, but, great for business, man. Great for Messi, great for Inter Miami. A lot more folks get to go when you think, well, they get 20,000 or 22,000, whatever that thing that they stuff with people in Fort Lauderdale. And last night, you saw a lot more pink jerseys around with Inter Miami playing at Hard Rock Stadium. So pretty cool night, and they get the draw. I know some people were disappointed. You know, you're up 2-0 and thinking, hey, we got this thing, and then all of a sudden give up a couple of goals, but hey, they're moving on. Good stuff. Suarez goal to make it 2-0, and then they blow that lead. All right.
Isn't it funny, though? We were always talking about how you know, the popularity of the sports in this town and where the pro soccer would end up. Talking about that a whole heck of a lot more than the other sport going on.
Well,
right,
listen,
now.
I agree, man. Like last night, first of all, it's the best clubs in the world, so that gives it, you know, it's legit. I think everybody would agree with that. You start hearing Real Madrid's coming over. Well, they're minor league team. No, Real Madrid's coming. PSG just won the big tournament over in Europe. And
this is problematic, though, I would think, for the baseball team, though, Joe, because these are the two sports that are going on right now. And I'll tell you, I actually drove by yesterday. That stadium in Miami is, like, they're making progress on that
thing.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
They got a whole heck of a lot more done than I would have thought. I haven't driven by that thing in a month or so.
It's a little different situation, though.
And it's getting put up there. But they also have passionate fans, too. We did a watch party last week while you were gone, and they have some very passionate fans of that team.
They do.
And, you know.
Let me just say this.
I don't know where they are in the pecking order here, but they're rising.
I'm going to help you out in construction part of this, okay, my man? Maybe you forgot how quickly they put up. The Moss family got behind and got their own business behind, and they built that thing in Fort Lauderdale like in a month.
I was just surprised. There was like a holy crap moment when I drove by that thing.
Are you really surprised?
There's a lot more done than I thought there would be.
There's Moss trucks everywhere, man.
Last time I drove by it, there wasn't even a brick. Now they got like seats and everything.
It's funny when the owners who do such a great job.
When they actually get things done.
Yeah, how quickly they get things done, and then you see other people. But when it's yours, people are working, man. There's not, hey, we're going to have a short day today, or we're going to have to take some time off. They're getting after, but you're right. If you've been over by the or flying out of
And they've captivated
Miami
the young fans, by the way. That's the key to the whole thing, right, is they got the young fans really like soccer.
No, that's
so I agree.
I
don't know how the other product is going to continue on down here. I mean, I guess they'll just keep doing what they're doing, but that thing has made the jump, hasn't it, in popularity?
Yes. Well, listen, Inter Miami.
It has to do with Messi, but.
Well, so, yeah, a lot of it does have to do with Messi, but it also, I think you hit something. I think there's a young fan base. Inter Miami is going to have trouble getting the older fan that's never been around soccer. I have noticed older people don't go, you know what? I've never been around soccer, but I'm going to start watching. Hey, man, maybe a little bit the same with hockey. Like, I haven't been around hockey. I never had it around. When my Dolphins coming back, man? But hey, the beauty is this area has grown, and the people that have – a lot of them that have moved here are from – especially from other countries, are big soccer fans. And you got a lot of people. We've been laughing about this for years. The first sport most kids play, it seems like, is they chase each other around on that first soccer team. And you're going, Joey, stop chasing everybody. Get out in front. You know, and the whole group, you see your kid just kind of chasing
always been
around.
Soccer.
Yeah. So
but
anyway.
Man, I'll tell you, that thing is right up there with.
What? How far are you going to go?
Well, it's definitely past
Let me hear where you're going at 6:09
in the morning.
No, it's definitely
past the baseball, but that thing has gotten very popular down here, man.
Well, listen, baseball has not helped itself with the development program that it continues to do. And this one might work. Listen, this one looks a little different than the other ones, but they, at some point, I don't know how it's going to end. Right there, right now they're down at the bottom of the National League East, but they've got a couple teams right there with them, and they have won a little bit. But look at the crowds, and they look very familiar. When bad teams come to town, and it's in the middle of the week, and you go, uh-oh, you've done it twice already to me. This, did you see? And I go, yeah. How empty did it look on your TV? I look pretty empty.
And it's not the same Marlins, too, that are just like, we don't give a crap, screw the fans. They've done everything possible to get people through those doors, man.
Considering that.
It's not a whole lot more they can do, Joe, besides make the tickets free.
The only other thing, you're right, they're doing all that. But the problem is, at some point, no matter how great I think the marketing team is fantastic. They're doing all those things. But until you put some big names out there, and even then. In fairness, we've had big names out there. We had the best outfield in baseball. We had the best offensive outfield in baseball. And the numbers didn't lie. I'm not making this up. And all three guys are gone. Matter of fact, all three are still playing in New York, Milwaukee, and Atlanta right now. And nobody was going. So I don't know what baseball is going to do. I don't know what the potential is for baseball. I wouldn't plan on doing this early in the morning here, but I have thought, like a lot of you have, or at least we do because it's our business, I'd be a little concerned if I was baseball because the World Baseball Classic comes and you can't get a ticket.
Or the Savannah Bananas.
Right, which, by the way, that's even embarrassing. You got a bunch of guys that are out there at the Harlem Globetrotters doing flips around the bases and having fun and dancing around and the kids laughing. And you fill it up, and then you're going, hey, real baseball's coming. And you're like, we'll pass. Kids don't want. So I
noticed it when I went to a few of those games that the fans of Inter Miami are very passionate about the sport. But yeah, you just don't have that with the baseball, man. There's just no, I don't know that they even have a small passionate fan
base. Can I just say, though, the baseball overall is never going to have the same passion when you go to a game that you're going to get in other sports.
Yeah, but at least every sport has their fan base. Like,
I don't know what
theirs is. Do the
Marlins
even have that built-in fan base? Like, I don't
know where it is right now.
I don't know. I don't know how many season ticket holders they have, but
my thing has been
be
this.
Too many.
My thing has been there's a 10,000 hardcore that go, but you got a big market of people. You've got millions of people in two counties, and you can throw the other areas that give you a couple million more. And I don't know. People ask me all the time, hey, if they're really good, well, definitely some will come back, but I'd be a little concerned because I always thought when I was down here, a lot of baseball players come from South Florida. There is a lot of great baseball players that come out of this area. And there are a lot of really good baseball teams. We got some of the best high school. Douglas got one of the best high school baseball teams in the country. We've got some other, Doral and some other schools. Columbus has always been, I don't know where they are right now, but for years was considered one of the best teams in the country. We got travel teams that do great, but it is not headed and just doesn't bleed into this professional team that we have down here right now. We have turned a lot of baseball fans off, a lot. Hey, besides all that stuff, yesterday, and I thought this was going to happen. He taken some heat, Pat Riley, specifically for not making a better offer to get Kevin Durant. And people have talked about this and their loyalty to keep certain guys together and not willing to give them up and whether they should have thrown in more in the deal. And everybody said, what are you doing? This was kind of the thing yesterday. Hero, Bam, and KD with the East a little bit down right now because of injury and the unknown. Kind of felt like it was open. And what are we doing? So I thought it was interesting because I feel stronger about KD except for age. You know, 37 is going to be 37. He's played a lot. He will probably score 25, 26, 27 points a game again. He would be your number one scorer and how good that thing could be together. And Riley and the organization feel strongly about a couple of other guys. Apparently, Ware is one of them, their center. And the other one, it seems like, Woody, they are going back into this development program, which they seem to do better than anybody else until last year. But it seems like every year they have a guy go through the summer with them, get developed, and come back and look like a different player. Nikola Jovic is an interesting player. He's 22 years old. He was a former first-round pick of the Heat. He's 6'10". He, at times, you've seen the skill set. He seems like he's injured a lot. And he's a hard guy to figure out. Again, he's only 22 years old, right? If he was playing college, he'd be coming out maybe this year or last year. But they seem like they like him, and they think he and Ware upside must be really good because I am like you trying to figure out what the hell they're going to do when they keep talking about upgrading this and apparently just throwing in the guys they don't want into these trades not going to work because usually guys we don't want, other teams don't want. So this is going to be an interesting one. But, yeah, they got beat up pretty good yesterday for not going after KD with the East in their eyes. Probably a lot of people can figure out with the Achilles injury. There's a couple of key guys in the East who won't be playing this year.
I'm not going to jump all over them for not giving up the farm for Kevin Durant. You know, I've told you my thoughts.
Well,
on
your
thoughts.
I mean, your thoughts. I disagree. Joe,
I mean, here's the thing.
I just disagree with
you.
And
we've been also been saying this. There's just not a lot of moves out there to be made. Like,
well, you can't.
He was the best available, obviously, and you want to go all in on that guy?
Well, what's all in, Woody? That's the whole
thing. Well,
you
obviously have to give up.
You
have to give up a haul, Joe, right? Because
no,
they
don't.
Gave up a good player.
You can keep
Jalen Green's a good
guys.
Player that they gave up.
You would have been able to keep your two best players.
It's possible, yes, but
Tyler and Bam. Everybody said yesterday, Tyler, Bam, and KD. Could have, but you're going to have to give up some other stuff around it.
But how much does that do for you realistically, man?
If you're trying to win right now.
You really think that puts you over the top?
Nobody's been more. You don't think it's got a chance?
No, I don't. No.
Okay.
All right.
Well, you're not.
They had Jimmy with that group. I mean,
Jimmy has nothing in common with KD offensively. Nothing in common.
You could certainly make the argument that Jimmy's more of a winner than Kevin Durant.
You're going to put Kevin Durant and Jimmy Butler together?
Guys that have made postseason runs?
Oh, my God. We're talking about basketball players.
Honestly, but.
Okay. You don't think it's close?
No. I'd rather have playoff Jimmy than playoff Durant.
Playoff quitter? Great. That's good. That says a lot. Hey, we got to go to break here. We just disagree on this thing. You personally, I don't think you like Kevin Durant because he can be a real
tough guy. No, I don't mind that he fights with high school kids on Twitter all day long. The fact that you take a shot tells you.
I
really don't mind, but like playoff Jimmy over playoff Durant?
Jimmy,
come on now.
What's playoff Jimmy look like when he had to be the man last year? How do you look
At least he was there.
Okay.
I mean, that's a start.
Yeah. He got on a good team. That was a good move. Good move.
Oh, okay. I got you.
He had Steph Curry. How's that?
That guy, Devin Booker. How'd that go?
Steph Curry and Kevin. So you're going to put those two together and scoring? Come on, man. You're better than that today. Don't let it get personal today, Woody, on how you feel about these guys. By the way, we'd like to know how you guys feel about that, about KD. Look, he's not the most likable guy. Because he doesn't take crap off anybody on social media, which I don't care because I'm not on social media.
No, it doesn't matter. I just don't think the Heat should have given up, you know, the whole deal.
Well, what's the whole deal? You keep going the whole deal. What's the whole deal mean on that team? You know
picks,
the whole
young
team.
Players.
You go to games. Okay. We'll say that. But you say whole team, and I think of Tyler and Bam. Those are the first two guys.
Look, obviously it's good for selling tickets and excitement around the team and all that stuff, but does it impact winning?
Well, you think having KD on the team is going to hurt your team?
No, I don't think it hurts, but does it impact winning?
Well, it can't hurt from what you've been. Jimmy sitting over in the corner throwing the passes to everybody else and taking six shots in a game. Hey, we got to go to break here. We can go on and on. I knew this was going to happen today as soon as I brought it up because you don't like Kevin Durant. Anyway, the thing I will agree, I don't know what he's got left in the tank, but I tell you what, that tank has been pretty damn good as it continues on.
Heat still get the benefit of the doubt from me, man. I don't know. They've earned that, haven't they? Like, if they don't think it's the right move, then I tend to side with
So they've what they always think. Had great pieces to trade with. Let's not forget that.
No, they've always kind of made these trades without anything. Like, they brought Jimmy in, and it looked like it was impossible, right? And they found a way to get Jimmy in here.
Jimmy?
They always make these incredible moves.
Jimmy's move was a psycho move with Minnesota. What are you talking about?
They find ways to get these things done. And by the way, did you hear Kevin Durant was not fond of Phoenix? They asked about that at that Fanatics thing. I didn't realize that thing had gotten so sour.
All right, we got to go to break here, man. I'm glad you're awake, though, this morning. You scared me a little bit when this thing started. Hey, we've got the Kevin Durant thing's just like two cups of coffee for Woody. It gets him going. We've got all kinds of stuff to get to here this morning as we roll on. I do want to start with your South Florida Chevy dealers, though, before we come back and hit you with some other news in college football that has to do with University of Miami. So don't leave. We've got that, and we'll get everybody all fired up on that stuff this morning as well. But I do want to talk to you about SUVs and trucks, especially at your South Florida Chevy dealers this summer. Before you take that summer vacation, I got to tell you, the SUV family's got everything you need. It's got a great look, but more importantly, it's got a lot of space for those of you that have decided the vacation this summer is not going to have anything to do with an airport. Probably a good idea if you're just on American Airlines going to and from the West Coast. For about the third straight time. Just add an extra day to it. But let's talk about your South Florida Chevy dealers. The all-new Equinox, the 2025 Traverse. Oh, for a midsize SUV, it's got so much space. I talk about space. I don't know about you, but you want to have plenty of room for the family, for the cargo, and everything else to really enjoy. And by the way, if you want to step up to the Tahoes and the Suburbans, man, we got something for everybody in the whole family that you're really, really going to like. I'm telling you right now, SUV family at your South Florida Chevy dealers has never looked better than what you can get right now. By the way, the all-new Equinox, how about the electric Equinox SUV too? Again, Plenty of style, plenty of room for the family and friends to really enjoy this summer. So see your South Florida Chevy dealers today. I didn't mention all those Silverado trucks. We'll get into that later. But I'll tell you what, they make a truck absolutely perfect for your lifestyle. Whether it's full-time working, a strong option, we got plenty of them for you with the Silverado trucks. See your South Florida Chevy dealers today for outstanding offers going on right now.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
All right, welcome back, and a good morning to everybody out there. Hope everybody's doing well. As we got all kinds of stuff to get into here this morning. First of all, Inter Miami, with that draw last night, will face PSG June 29th, Mercedes-Benz in Atlanta Stadium. And PSG might be the best team in the world right now, best club. So what a test for Inter Miami and Suarez and Messi and all the rest of the former Barcelona brothers. It'll all be, I'm guessing, want to be in on that. But, hey, man, this is great for business, for growing the sport and giving credibility to not only to Inter Miami but to the MLS, which has been beat up through the years and where everybody goes, you know, at the end of their career or the soccer's just not as good and not anything like all the teams in Europe that you get and all those things that pop up. So this will be a good one.
We got a line on this game, by the way. They have recently put this up here on the Hard Rock app.
Yeah.
Inter Miami is plus 1,400 to win that game.
Ooh.
So minus 600 for Paris Saint-Germain.
Oh, give everybody an idea what that means. Go ahead.
That means for every 100 you bet, you win 1,400 back.
Right.
That means they're very, very heavy underdogs.
Yes, exactly.
Extremely heavy
underdogs.
That's
all underdogs. I wanted to say. Yes. Look at they're playing against, you know, again.
For the non-betting community out there, they're very heavy underdogs.
So
you have to bet 600 to win 100 on the other guys.
So anyway, listen, what they've done.
What value, though, man.
I believe they're the only MLS team left in this tournament. So we'll see what happens. And again, a nice crowd last night. All right, so I want to get in this other thing. It happened while I was gone. Wisconsin is obviously got a lawsuit against Miami over the number one transfer portal corner in the country who wanted to come back home, went to American Heritage Plantation, Xavier Lucas, who looks like had a great spring, looks like he's going to be a starting corner. And I'm guessing what they probably had to compensation to get him here. He will, short of like injury or something, he's going to play. That was a position that was a problem last year. I don't need to tell everybody that. It just didn't do a very good job, and you saw what Syracuse just chewed up everybody at the end in the passing game and couldn't stop them, and everything knocks you out of getting into the playoffs last year. So anyway, this whole thing, I am dying to see how the NCAA is going to handle this with the college football tampering, which, by the way, is the biggest problem that college football has. And you're going, well, wait a sec. Well, it's related to the NIL in a roundabout way. But the problem is that it can't be controlled. There's no way to control what everybody's doing. First of all, Wisconsin gave him a 2-year contract. After one, he wanted out. They're calling it, interference and tampering and this whole thing. And they want, Wisconsin wants compensation. So this whole thing, and this goes back. I still remember the first one, and we'll get into this whole thing. They got an absolute mess in college football, especially in the offseason. Once the games start, I think everybody's fine. You kind of watch the games and you don't care about what a guy's making. Or where he came from, he's on your team, and you care about how your team plays 11-on-11. I get that. But this thing that's going on, and now all of a sudden you have a Big Ten school suing an ACC school over tampering of one player, and Xavier Lucas, who, by the way, wanted to come back home. There is basically no rules. These kids are jumping in and out. It's going on everywhere. Schools have accused. We've had coaches accuse other coaches of tampering with players. And so this goes on. You remember the first one, Woody? I still remember the first one. Do you remember the first one? Kind of the first one we really talked about on the air. It was a Pittsburgh wide. It was a Pittsburgh wide receiver who was, I believe, his junior year.
Yeah, he was going out west, right?
And he went to USC, and Pat Narduzzi went nuts. The coach at Pitt, like, he didn't even put his name in there, and you guys already had him tied to a seven-figure deal. And remember all that? We were talking about how much he was getting at USC. Nobody knew for sure, but it was a lot of money. So he went out there, and of course now he's one of the best receivers. He's number two guy on his team, but playing in Minnesota, he was a number one pick and has played pretty well. So this whole thing, I just don't know. Like, first of all, you can't control it as a team because you got agents and marketing people that work for these players full time. So why teams are out there, marketing department's job is to generate as much money as they can. Most of the marketing companies are involved, are owned by the top NFL agents. You can figure this out. And Drew's a great example. It's legal. It's totally legal. Drew Rosenhaus represents, besides all the players he represents in the NFL to do their contracts, including Jonnu Smith and Zach Sealer, who are looking for new contracts. But as Drew has told me through the years, like, we have no choice. We had to get in a business we really don't want to be in, and that is being marketing folks and finding, you know, money for college athletes because it's legal. So we had to hire a marketing department to go out and get deals for our players. And so he represents a lot of guys. He got a lot of the University of Miami guys and was representing them. And so this whole thing, there's no way that schools can control this when a family or a marketing guy says, hey, my son wants out, get him out of that school. Can you find out what kind of money he can make if he goes to this school? And so it's going on, and until they clean all that up, you can't have a wild third party out there putting deals together for players and then blame schools. Well, the school is indirectly involved. Well, of course, if they got a chance to get a better player and somebody's going to do the work for him, of course they're going to take him. Everybody. So anyway, I just don't, until the NCAA gets serious and works something out with this NIL, which I guess they started with the $20.5 million, that's going to be a joke because everybody's going to blow way past that. The big schools are going to go, if you think $20.5 million for a whole sports department, I thought it was for football, and somebody goes, no, that's $20.5 million for the whole athletic department. Are you kidding? That's for the top football programs. That's a good start, let alone basketball. Do you really think SEC schools, especially the basketball programs, what do you think they're all spending? $1 million a year on their program, and they divide that up by eight or nine guys? Come on. And what do you think the top college football programs are spending? You want some numbers? 25, 30, 35 million? And by the way, now the schools can do it, but they also can get extra money from the outside, from these marketing deals. Players can still go out and generate through their marketing people even more money. So this thing has just got so many gray areas to it. I don't know, like, how are they going to rule on this thing? Seriously. There's no rules. It's the Wild West. This thing, until somebody gets control of this thing, I just, this is what you set up. And by the way, you set it up. Mario doesn't complain. I'm going to play by your rules, but you better get ready because I'm going to be better at it than you are. So now all these other people complaining about UM. It's amazing. Really? Do we really? You think UM's doing anything different than they're doing in the Big Ten or the SEC? Does anybody really believe they've been playing by different rules for years called under-the-table rules? Everybody knows it. So now we got our first lawsuit. Wisconsin is going after University of Miami. And by the way, remember when Urban, I keep thinking of Urban. Remember when Urban came into the Big Ten and they were all upset? Urban, they go, he made a commitment to us. Why are you still calling him? Verbal commitment is, well, there's no unwritten rule. No. There's no, until he signs, I'm going after him because he's really good. Remember that whole thing? They're all mad at Urban. Urban came in with the new rules to the Big Ten. I don't care what you think. Until he signs, I'm going to continue to call until his mother and father tell us to stop calling him. Leave our son alone, Urban. Urban stayed after it. He got some kids to flip. By the way, some Wisconsin kids flipped back then. So anyway, I just don't know what the answer is for this.
Well, they're going to have to make the kids employees, I guess, at some point, right?
Well, they're going to have to
change. They're going to have to sign employment contracts if they want to start suing schools for poaching.
This thing is so loose. And the complaining from one school accusing of another school, that's going on everywhere. Now, whether it makes it to the newspaper or the radio, but nobody's going to tell me Georgia or Alabama is doing anything, Miami's doing anything different than they're doing.
To me, it's a dumb look for Wisconsin, too, man. Like, you want to be known as the school that sues when a kid leaves?
Well, they're trying to make it clear we're after Miami, not the student athlete.
Yeah, I don't know,
man. We don't
want
student athletes mad at us.
That's a bad look for those guys.
Last time I'm going to say student athlete, too.
Yeah, please.
All right, hey, listen.
But that is a bad look for Wisconsin. It just makes them look very, very petty.
But, you know, this whole thing is, and Miami's got this advantage, especially now that they're in the ball game. We're playing the game just like everybody else is playing. All the other schools are playing. We're playing the same way. But we got one advantage because a lot of these kids play high school down here. And some of them, now that they see the money and they see the program getting better, they want to come back home and play. And their families want them to come back home and play. All right, we've got to go to break here. I don't have any answers, by the way, on this whole mess of a situation that's going on. But hey, man, if a lot of people, transfer portal is a big one, and so I don't know what the rules are.
You think this will ever affect the ratings, like people's interest in college sports? Because this is a lot of the same stuff that turns people off about the pro game. Right, I mean, how many times have we done this now recently where they, you know, the players are, you know, too, you know, coddled and they're paid too much and all that kind of stuff. And
we're seeing
that in college athletics.
I can't
now
speak for everybody. I just said no, and that's not fair because there probably will be people. But for me, once the playoffs started, once those games at the end of the year, those conference games.
I agree with you, it doesn't necessarily change the games, but you know, this is something that I think is going to turn a lot of people off.
Because
you're going to have a lot of diva players now that are, you know, going to come out of high school already getting
paid. Dame, Ohio State was a fun game to watch. I don't know how
yes,
it did.
Yes, it was.
So
I'm sure it did very well. I don't recall the ratings either.
So, you know, it's just I enjoy the game, especially when it gets into those games, or the big games during the week, and the rivalry games I still enjoy, although we've lost some of them, unfortunately, out on the West Coast that were fun. But, hey, man, it's just it has changed. There hasn't been another sport's changed more than college football, and the changes they're going through right now. But good luck if you're going to try to fix the transfer portal and the tampering. Good luck. It's the number one problem, as predicted, besides the money just exploding right now. Tell you what, man, I got to tell you about Atlantic Men's Clinic this morning. I got some great news, man. Atlantic Men's Clinic works. Oh, my gosh. It's summertime. Yeah, you're getting ready for a vacation. You want to have energy. You want to feel good, man. All of a sudden, you're in that swimming pool, and that little lady of yours is looking good, and you're going, damn, man, I'm feeling good. Well, if you are, you must be going to Atlantic Men's Clinic, because if you are dealing with low T, where your energy level is not where it should be, and ED, your sex drive is gone and just didn't work. We've all been there, and if you're not, you will be, because sooner or later, ED and low T happen to every man listening right now and every man out there. It's a fact. And for some men, all our bodies are different, but some guys it happens in your 40s, some guys it happens in their 50s. Most men get hit in their 60s, and that's what happened to me. And I got to tell you, man, it is a wake-up call when all of a sudden you're going, holy smokes, man, I'm tired all the time. Now I'm not being active. So I gained about 25 pounds, to be honest. And then from there, my sex drive was a hit and miss, and then it was just a miss. Nothing was happening. No, it's just terrible. And I just want this summer to be special for everybody out there. Get to Atlantic Men's Clinic, man. They do it all for you. They really do. You sit down, you set up that first appointment, you get the T, the PSA test, you meet with their professionals. They're really, really good at what they do. And you could be having sex the very next day. They are really good. They'll put you on a program perfect for your situation. They have 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including their new location in Hollywood, Florida. It is officially open, so even more convenient for you. 877-455-7300. Set up that first appointment. I am telling you firsthand, it works to the point you can't wait to go. You can't wait to go over there and see them every week. Say hello. Great staff, professional staff that know how to get you the best results. 877-455-7300 or visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com for more information.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Joe, before we get back to it here, I want to let people know Sam Reinhart of the 2-time Stanley Cup champion Florida Panthers will be at Palm Beach Autographs in Wellington this Saturday. And on Friday, we're going to be giving away a ticket for you to have a meet and greet and an autograph with him. You can keep listening here. We'll get you details on how you can win. Palm Beach Autographs is located at the mall at Wellington Green in Wellington.
I'll tell you what, man. How good has the last 2 years been for Sam Reinhart?
Very good. Everyone on that team.
But look, he has the winning goal 2 years ago, right? A 2-1. He has the goal after having an unbelievable regular season. Then he has 4 goals in a clinching game in game six. They're game 7 in basketball. But yeah, man, Sam Reinhart has just been unbelievable. And I got to tell you, Sam Bennett ain't bad either.
We have to find Reinhart's number one fan here, Joe. They said we can give this this ticket away here any way that we want.
Really?
To go up there and meet him, get the autograph.
Oh, gosh. I can hear my wife's family who went to the parade like the night before, got a hotel room. We're down in the front. I'm dead serious. They were, I can hear my nephews. Oh, come on. Uncle Joe, come on, man. Make sure I get that.
You want to take care of your family with this?
No, I can't do that. Right. Play by the rules. I know this is a sleazy business, but no, we want to give it to somebody out there. That's really cool. Spend a little time with Sam Reinhart. That's awesome, man. Those guys, and by the way, has anybody usually, you know, these teams, the biggest problem for all these teams becomes you can't keep everybody, money, right? You got to let guys go. Guys want new car. And they've got this thing pretty much under control. They got a core of these guys, not everybody now. And I don't want to say Sam Bennett deal is a done deal, but everybody makes it sound like it looks real good that he wants to be here. And then Marchand, everybody up in Canada says he's going to go to Toronto because the offer they're going to make him. And so I don't know. And then Ekblad has kind of said the same thing, like, hey, man, I just want to be here. And I don't know what the money's going to be like for Ekblad. I have absolutely no idea. But this thing's pretty well set up. And by the way, if you lose a guy or two, is there a GM you trust more right now in the United States of America in any sport than the guy we have running the Panthers?
True, he's batting 1,000. Every move he's made has worked out real well.
I'm sure he had to whiff on somebody. Did he get somebody that kind of?
I don't think so, man. Not that I can think of.
Seems like whether he picks you off of waivers or he, you know, he gets you on a bad team and now all of a sudden you get your second win and play your best hockey and fit into the system. I don't know, man. I wish he could share the word, though, with a lot of other people.
Yeah, right.
So, anyway.
A lot of people wish he could run the other teams in town, too.
He's good. By the way, guy was an agent. And I don't know, what do you think when you heard we're getting a guy that's been an agent. Knows the league real well. He's an agent. I'm like, freaking agent? I don't need an agent. I don't want a guy getting guys money. I get that agents get money. But we're talking about getting guys that fit a system. And, you know, he's been great.
Well, I never thought it was realistic the Panthers ever be this good, so.
It's amazing, though.
I mean, you look at the last, 20 years or so, I never thought that we'd be talking about the Panthers as a dynasty. We're having that stupid debate. Are they a dynasty? Are they not a dynasty?
Well, they made some big moves. They did make some big moves. And, hey, look, we thought they whiffed on the goalie.
Yes, we did.
We thought, you got a guy, you paid him all this money. I think he's on the 401k program down here.
Kachuk move.
Then all of a sudden you get rid of a guy who had a zillion points to bring in Kachuk, and everything kind of changed. Everything starting with Matthew Kachuk and that big personality and then his play, and then you started bringing in some other pieces, and here we are. And we're talking about, anybody think we'd ever be talking about Forsling? How's that? How about that guy? Oh, yeah. Might be one of the best couple of defensemen in the game right now. So, it's been this repeat thing is not crazy. It's not crazy. We got to get everybody healthy again and get our off-season surgeries, and some guys need to rest up because they are playing a lot of extra games. By the time you add this up, what did we figure the other day? They've played over the last 3 years an extra regular season just about of hockey?
Oh, yeah. Got to be, right?
You start talking about 70 games, 60, 70, 80 games. Crazy.
By the way, those playoff games count as two regular season games,
don't they?
That's true. It's a different game.
No, they get after it, man.
So you play 25 of those games? It had to be something in that range, right?
You're probably right. So anyway, heal up, rest up, sit back and see what your GM's going to do next. And here we go. And here we go again, man, right around the corner, that thing. All right, so we've got all kinds of stuff. We've got the NBA draft tomorrow. The Miami Heat, of course, will pick, as of right now, are picking 20th, unless something happens through the way of a trade. But lot on KD yesterday, Woody. I'm not trying to get you all fired up. I know you and I just disagree on the KD thing.
Well, I don't want to do that. I personally dislike him. I don't care about his personality. That has nothing to do with the equation here. I just don't know that he impacts winning at any stage of his career, but especially at this stage of his career.
You know you're going to get 26, 27. He's going to have his nights where he can
score.
Can score. And you don't have a lot of those guys on this team. Would you agree? Even Tyler can be a little streaky.
Yes. He would end up being the best player.
He's one of the great scoring players. And by the way, if you want to make an argument about the age.
To me, it feels like a desperate move is almost all I would say. It feels like you are desperate to shake things
Pat
up,
Riley,
which they should be, by the
Pat
way.
Pat Riley has made it clear to the world, and I love one thing about Pat Riley. He's about winning right now. He has said, and it's leaked out to everybody, he would never do what the Dolphins tried to do a few years ago on that. Speed the whole process up with that get a pick and try to find a quarterback and all that stuff. He's about winning right now. And so, anyway, we got to go to break. 7 o'clock hour's coming up here. And got a lot more stuff to get to here this morning. But I do feel like, I don't know, I might be wrong. I feel like they are just still big believers in a couple of their first-round picks that there's major upside coming with Jovich and Ware. I might be wrong, but it looks like they'd like to keep both of them. I can't get a read on Jovich. I can't get a read on him. There for a while. Remember, he's coming off the bench, scoring 14, 15 a night. And I went, hey, this 6'10", 22-year-old is starting to get his game together. He's been on the team now for a while. And then he kind of gets injured or he disappears. And I don't know. All right, I do know this. It's hurricane season. I want you to protect your home with Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. If you're looking around to get it done, these guys are good. And by the way, I did say Loctite Impact windows, doors, and roofing. You heard that. If you got an old leaky roof, maybe thinking, hey, maybe one more year, no hurricane around South Florida. Maybe we can get lucky one more year. Hey, stop it. Replace your old roof now and pay later. How's that help? Does that help you a little bit? Loctite Impact offers the highest quality roofing materials with lifetime warranty plus thousands of five-star reviews. You can save big on legendary state-of-the-art Impact windows and doors. Impact windows as low as $6 per window per month installed. Don't wait for the storm. Visit LoctiteImpact.com. That's LoctiteImpact.com. Again, LoctiteImpact.com or call 954-500-LOCK. They cover all of South Florida. Call them today. They got a nice staff of people that will help you out, get the whole process started, and answer all your questions.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.